You gotta give me your call and what you talk about.
This is Hans, G0 UPL, Golf Uniform Papa Lima, and here at FDIM in 2026, I gave a talk, supplementary talk, on Friday evening at 7 p.m, and it was really just an update about QRP Labs, our progress during the year. I didn't have any new products this year, and many people expected I should have products, new products every year. People have got spoiled. So in many ways, it was a big extended question and answer session, and it was very well attended. The room was overflowing. They had to open a second room, and I think many people enjoyed asking questions and learning more about whatever they wanted to know. Hamvention has been very good for us this year as well, and I'm very surprised that there was so much interest, even though there are no new products. We really had a busy day, busy couple of days.
How many pluses have you sold?
In total or this weekend?
Pardon?
In total or this weekend?
Oh, in total.
In total, I mean, I didn't keep a distinction between QMX Plus and QMX, but the two of them, QMX and QMX Plus, were over 16,000.
Okay.
In 3 years. So,
yes. And do you want to comment on how you implemented a Hilbert transform in the QMX Plus?
I used this filter designer called the Iowa Hills filter designer. And it creates all the parameters for you. So you put in your specifications, like how many taps you want, and the bandwidth you want, and it just generates all the parameters that you need for the Hilbert transform. And it's then a balance of how many taps you use, which creates a more perfect 90-degree shift, and how much time it takes to compute. Every time you double the number of taps, you quadruple the amount of compute time. And you have a finite amount of CPU cycles. You have to balance those CPU cycles with other requirements of the SSB transmission, such as the compression and more accurate square root arctangent, whether you use the approximations or the full mathematical calculation. And so it was an interesting trade-off and a lot of experimentation to see how those changes affected the intermodulation performance.
Okay. Interesting. Now your QMX doesn't have to be fed with exactly 12 volts or 9 volts, does it?
That's right. So one of the problems people had with it was that they used battery packs, which could be considerably more than 12 volts. So a nominal 12-volt battery pack means at the 50% discharge. And it was considerably more during the early phases of being fully charged. And in that situation, people could overheat the power amplifier transistors, and it was a complaint that they too easily burned out. So as a result of that, we recommended that people don't use more than exactly 12.0 volts. 12 volts means 12.0 volts, not 13.8 or something in between. As of a firmware release a few months ago, there's now a max PA voltage setting in the code, in the configuration, which defaults to 11.5 volts. What that means is no matter what power supply voltage you use, the PA will only ever see the 11.5 volts. And so it protects the PA transistors from overheating. You shouldn't go above about 14 volts. And in fact, the QMX Plus has a TVS diode at its input, which would start to conduct after 14 volts. So 14 volts is really about the limit now.
Okay.
But that's far more flexible than it was before.
That's handy for people who don't have a number of design options,
right,
for the power,
yeah,
supply.
Yeah, particularly portable.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, are you working on anything interesting that you can say anything about?
I'm working on several things which I can't say anything about.
Okay.
So perhaps next year we can talk about those when I manage to finish them, if I manage to finish them.
Actually, to be honest, from my perspective, it's amazing how much you have crammed into a very small space.
In a space?
In terms of capability.
Right, right. In QMX, you mean?
Pardon?
In QMX?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, everything being in the software really lets you define a lot of new functionality, and people are very excited by the fact that it's kind of almost like every time there's a new firmware release, they have a new radio. They have some extra functionality they didn't have before, so that's really nice and a good thing about software-defined radios.
Handy. Very, very handy.
Right.
Okay. Well, that's about all I have to ask.
Thanks, Bob. Look forward to seeing you next year.
I'll see you next year.
See you.
Let's see if I can...